with the exception of 1/7 part of it, the 14th part of her light. And when she receives 1/7 part of the half of her light amounts to 1/7 part of the half thereof, and she sets with the sun. And when the sun rises, the moon rises with him, and receives the half of one part of light. And in that night, in the beginning of her morning, in the commencement of the lunar day, the moon sets with the sun, and is invisible that night with the 14 parts and the half of one of them. And she rises on that day with exactly a 7th part, and comes forth and resets from the rising of the sun. And in her remaining days, she becomes bright in the remaining 13 parts. And I saw another course, a law for her, and how according to that law she performs her monthly revolution. And all this Uriel, the holy angel who is the leader of them all, showed to me, and their positions, and I wrote down their positions as he showed them to me. And I wrote down their months as they were, and the appearance of their lights till 15 days were accomplished. In single 7th part she accomplished all her light in the east, and in single 7th parts accomplishes all her darkness in the west. And in certain months she alters her settings, and in certain months she pursues her own peculiar course. In 2 months the moon sets with the sun in those 2 middle portals, the 3rd and the 4th. She goes forth for 7 days, and turn about and returns again to the portal where the sun rises, and accomplishes all her light. And she resets from the sun, and in 8 days enters the 6th portal from which the sun goes forth. And when the sun goes forth from the 4th portal, she goes forth 7 days, until she goes forth from the 5th and turns back again in 7 days into the 4th portal and accomplishes all her light. And she resets and enters into the 1st portal in 8 days. And she returns again in 7 days into the 4th portal from which the sun goes forth. Thus days I saw their position, how the moons rose and the sun set in those days. And if 5 years are added together, the sun has overplus of 30 days, and all the days which accrue to it for one of those 5 years, when they are full, amount to those 364 days. And the overplus of the sun and of the stars amount to 6 days. In 5 years, 6 days every year come to 30 days, and the moon falls behind the sun and starts to the number of 30 days. And the moon falls behind the sun and starts to the number of 30 days. And the sun and the stars bring all the years exactly, so that they do not advance or delay their position by a single day unto eternity, but complete the years with perfect justice in 364 days. In 3 years there are 1,092 days, and in 5 years 1,820 days, so that in 8 years there are 2,912 days. For the moon alone, the days amount in 3 years to 1,062 days. And in 5 years, she falls 50 days behind of 1,770, there is to be added 1,062 days. And in 5 years there are 1,707 days, so that for the moon the days in 8 years amount to 2,832 days. For in 8 years she falls behind to the amount of 80 days. All the days she falls in behind in 8 years are 80. And the year is accurately completed in conformity with the world stations and the stations of the sun, which rise from the portals through which it rises and sets 30 days. And the leaders of the heads of the thousands, who are placed all over the whole creation and over all the stars, have also to do with the 4 intercalary days, being inseparable from their office, according to the reckoning of the year. And this renders service on the 4 days which are not reckoned in the reckoning of the year. And owing to them, men go wrong therein. For those luminaries truly render service on the world stations, one in the 1st portal, one in the 3rd portal of the heaven, one in the 4th portal, and one in the 6th portal. And the exactness of the year is accomplished through its separate 364 stations. for the signs and the times and the years and the days the angel Uriel showed me from the Lord of glory hath set forever over all the luminaries of the heaven, in the heaven and in the world, that they should rule on the face of the heaven and be seen on the earth and be leaders for the day and the night, the sun, moon and the stars, and all the mystery and creatures which make the revolution in all the chariots of the heaven. In like manner, 12 doors Uriel showed me, open in the circumference of the sun's chariot in the heaven, through which the rays of the sun breaks forth, and from them is warmth diffused over the earth, when they are opened at their appointed seasons, as for the winds and the spirit of the dew, when they are opened, standing open in the heavens at the ends, as for the 12 portals of the heaven, at the ends of the earth, out of which goes forth the sun, moon and stars, and all the works of heaven, in the east and the west. There are many windows open to the left and the right of them, and one window at its appointed season produces warmth, corresponding as these do to those doors from which the stars come forth according as he has commanded them, and wherein they set corresponding to their number. And I saw chariots in the heaven running in the world, above those portals in which revolve the stars that never set. And one is larger than all the rest, and it is that makes its course through the entire world. And at the ends of the earth I saw 12 portals open to all the quarters of the heaven, from which the wind goes forth and blow over the earth. 3 of them are opened in the face in the east of the heavens, and 3 in the west, and 3 on the right, in the south of the heaven, and 3 on the left in the north. And the 3 first are those of the east, and 3 are of the north, and 3 after those on the left of the south, and 3 of the west. Through 4 of these come winds of blessing and prosperity, and from those 8 come hurtful winds. When they are sent, they bring destruction on all the earth, and on the water upon it, and on all who dwell thereon, and on everything which is in the water and on the land. And the first wind from those portals, called the east wind, comes forth through the first portal, which is in the east, inclining towards the south. From it comes forth desolation through heat and destruction. And through the second portal in the middle comes what is fitting, and from it there come rain and fruitless and prosperity and dew. And through the third portal, which lies towards the north, come cold and drought. And after these come the fourth, the south wind, through 3 portals. Through the first portal of them inclining to the east comes forth a hot wind, and through the middle portal next to it there comes forth fragrant smells and dew and rain and prosperity and health. And through the third portal lying to the west comes forth dew and rain, locusts and desolation. And after these, the north winds, from the 7th portal in the east, come dew and rain and locusts and desolation.
And after these, the north winds, from the 7th portal in the east, come dew and rain, locusts and desolation. And from the middle portal come in a direct direction, health and rain and dew and prosperity. And through the third portal in the west come cloud and hard frost, and snow and rain and dew and locust. And after these 4 are the west winds. Through the first portal adjoining the north come forth dew and hoar frost, and cold and snow and frost. And from the middle portal come forth dew and rain and prosperity and blessings. And through the last portal, which adjoins the south, come forth drought and desolation, and burning and destruction. And the 12 portals of the 4 quarters of the heaven are therewith completed, and all their laws, and all their plagues, and all their benefaction have I shown to thee, my son Methuselah.